Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, wow. I hate my life and I hate myself.
Yes! I was waiting for one of these.
What do you mean, one of these?
This is like the precursor to EDM, basically. It's those songs where the DJ was famous on it and then they got a female singer. I know the song, I know the words.
God, what was I high on?
Every time we touch.
Look at Craig, he's in there. Oh my God.
What made me
You were into
in
some
life.
Girl real hard and you were
thinking
about
this. I made the
conscious
decision to download this song to my iPod. At least with your mixtape, your ex-girlfriend made it and not you. I have to take responsibility for this. I can't pass the buck to anybody but myself.
Nope, no, that buck stops with you, my friend. This sort of reminds me, sophomore year of college, I didn't really know the guys I lived with that well, and we had a party in the apartment, and my computer was running the playlist. So like 4 or 5 songs in, they're like, man, you got pretty good taste in music.
And then this one came on?
And then like Jackson Browne Running on Empty or
great
something.
Great tune.
I know, but
I hope that's on my iPod.
Not in their minds.
No, I don't like those guys anymore. No, you still talk to them?
No, God, no. They all sucked. But that it was like a record scratch moment when whatever they didn't like. I don't even know if it was Jackson Browne came on, but it was embarrassing. Very bad. That is the worst one, Craig, so far. Would you agree? Easy leader
in
the
clubhouse.
Yeah, that's a
bad one.
Whew. I guess that makes it... I guess this means I'm coming clean and in great detail. Brought to you by Wetco. Go Unlimited Car Washes. One low monthly price starting at $14.99. We are using songs found on my old iPod today to bring us back from break.
Yeah, only a lunatic would like that song.
Got a tweet here that says, Craig should pay off the shame bet at Toten's Diner. Toten advertises with our stations. We have an in with them. Toten's has done station broadcast before. In fact, this person tweeting me said, and I don't know if this is right, it can't be, that Jim Colony did a remote broadcast from Toten's in drag.
Oh no.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Workers' Compensation.
Oh, that's
from
perfect timing.
Is that true?
Yes, that is true. It was I was part of it along with Greg and Paul Alexander.
You put a dress and makeup on and a wig and everything?
Not makeup. What are you kidding me?
Who would you say looked best of the three of you?
I'm all natural. No, I look like Larry Foote stopped then, which was, you know, that was real encouraging. Mm-hmm. And said I look like his fourth grade teacher.
I could see.
Which is probably about right.
Why were you in drag in public?
I can't remember.
I remember the promotion for that show, and I remember being very happy I wasn't part of that show.
But why did they put themselves in that spot to begin with?
Probably a bet.
I honestly can't remember. If you want to, you know, during some downtime while I'm, you know, doing one of my 2-minute answers to what should be a 30-second answer, if you want to send Giannotti a text and maybe he can tell you what the impetus was, I honestly can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. It was in response to something. And then we just embraced it. You know, you just have to embrace it.
Own it.
I'm really encouraged by the Toten's Diner thought here. I'm looking through to see if there's pictures of waffles on their little like Google reviews. The pancakes that I've seen so far, plate with.
Well, tell Jim what Craig has to do
Craig,
to pay off this
Jim,
bet.
Jim, are you familiar with the Waffle House bet that got made the rounds on Twitter? I'm making the same bet of Craig for his shame bet he lost in football picks. The only difference is I'm cutting it down to 12 hours for him, and I'm going to pay the bill because I'm a nice guy. But otherwise, it's 1 hour off for every waffle he eats. And we started out with this being, and it still may end up at Waffle House down in Washington, but we want to make sure that there's waffle integrity if it ends up happening somewhere else. We want to make sure that those are roughly the size and thickness of Waffle House waffles.
I don't know how big. I've never been to a Waffle House.
It's the size of the plate. It's a big, thin, the diameter of the waffle is large.
I like the blueberry ones.
Right, so it's like at Toten's or it's like at like Pamela's. The really big one. I have to move along here. I don't want to hold up.
What hole are you at? And where are you?
Number four.
Where?
At Moon.
How'd you hit one? Did you get a nice little 200-yard shot out there and have a nice look at birdie?
No, I actually hit a crap. I hit probably the worst tee shot I've hit on number four in a long time.
Oh, good.
Chris, it's a very forgiving hole. So I still, it was uphill. I probably had like a pitching wedge or a 9-iron to get onto the green. So, but in the interest of moving our game along, I picked up. So I'm giving myself a par.
Because you're doing a radio show. Interesting.
Exactly.
Craig thinks he's going to eat like 9 waffles or 10 waffles and be out of here in 2 hours flat wherever he does this at.
Eyes bigger than stomach,
I think
if you
he
ask
is.
Me.
I think Ooh. He's out of his mind.
My man Dave Michaels, who runs Dick's Sporting Goods Golf Department, basically. He just
good
he
for you that you get to play with important people like that.
Very nearly chipped in for an eagle.
Congratulations to Dave on all his success.
Yeah, and for Jim getting on the course with him. You getting some free Dick's Sporting Goods swag out of this, Jim?
I shouldn't say this, but as a matter of fact, I did. but the next time I need to regroup my clubs.
Now that you're in the mood to break some rules, did Dwayne Haskins look good this week?
I heard when I was driving here, I heard Caboli, and I sat next to him during the week, and what he said is exactly what I thought. There wasn't anything that jumped out at me that said, whoa, this guy can really be something. However, when you consider who he's being compared to, and I'm obviously leaving Ben out of the comparison conversation here. I want to see more of the guy. To me, and maybe I said this yesterday or the day before, I know I said this morning, that to me, he's one of those guys who looks great when he's throwing and when he's throwing to a receiver. And they're doing like the individual drills. People have been at training camp and they've seen how it goes, where the receivers will line up and it'll just be a quarterback and a receiver, and where he has to throw to a spot, to a pattern, whatever. He looks great. But as soon as you start putting other players out onto the field, whether it's one-on-one coverage with a defender, they do that, whether it's 7-on-7 or especially 11-on-11, he starts to look not so good. But he's so new to this and the system, although it's new, a lot of the things that Mason Rudolph and Josh Dobbs have been doing over the last few years, a lot of the things are really the same. So they have, and in fairness though, I don't know what Haskins worked with in Washington, but, the problem as I see it, I think we brought this up from the very beginning, is that with a new coordinator and some nuances and some tweaks and whatever else you want to call it, that Ben needs more training camp reps than he would normally need. I think anyway, now maybe a lot of those will be mental reps instead of physical reps, but that takes reps away from the quarterbacks behind him. And quite honestly, if it were me, I would tell Josh Dobbs, hey, you know what? We really like you, but you know, why don't you try to find another job and hook on with somebody else? Because I want to get a look at this guy. And I don't know how Haskins is really going to get a shot as long as they feel they have to keep Mason Rudolph ready. And then I just don't see where he's going to get the reps that he needs to show what he can do.
Jim, Craig found the station's tweet of the morning show, you guys in drag at Toten's. You actually do look like a grade school teacher. I will give you credit.
I had a ruler, I would have slapped Larry Foote on the top of the hand.
Is that a blouse you have on or a dress? We don't see from the waist. We only see waist up here in this photo. Did you wear a dress that day or a blouse?
No, it's a blouse. I'm pretty sure I went to Goodwill.
Looks like it has some sort of a nice clasp on it.
It's low cut.
I had some accessories. I can't remember where I got them. They weren't from Linda. I can guarantee you that. I'm not sure.
Giannotti's wig is as long as his real hair right now in this one. And he and Paul are wearing something very.
He's got hairy cleavage going on.
They're wearing something very low cut.
Yeah. I'm pretty conservative. You know, even back then, I wasn't. I would not have even been 60. So, I probably could have been a little racier, but, I was still.
That was the power of suggestion.
Like 57, 58 years old.
It was fun
when Larry Foote walked in. I miss Larry Foote.
Yeah. Jim, you got a beat on who's going to be their starting center after minicamp?
Not really, but I will say this, and there's a story up on our website, I believe.
Where you reimagine 93.7thefan.com. Go on.
Right. That if nothing else, I mean, I honestly look down from a distance, and even kind of up close, physically he resembles Pouncey. And even facially to some degree, he resembles Maurkice Pouncey, and he's wearing the same number as Maurkice Pouncey. But obviously he's not going to be anywhere near as good right away, or maybe ever, as Maurkice Pouncey. But if he's not, that's okay. I still kind of lean toward, the Castro's health, I'm not sure of. A lot of it depends on, I don't know who's calling me. I guess our boss isn't listening to the show.
Can you patch him in? We can have a three-way as long as you tell him that he's on the air with us.
Didn't you hear Jimmy said he's a conservative guy?
Fair enough.
Yeah, a lot of it depends on DeCastro, where BJ Finney fits. I think, at least starting out, the guy that has the most experience would give them the best chance of success at center is BJ Finney. But I don't think that's the plan that the Steelers want to go with.
Jim, how much of a concern do you think, or if at all, do you think their secondary is heading into this season?
You know what, Chris? To me, it's the one thing you can look at in these OTAs and minicamp drills, the one thing that you can get a pretty good idea of is whether or not a defensive back can cover. And I was really impressed with James Pierre.
How about Lane?
No, not so much. Hmm. He even made a play where he broke up a pass, and then Tomlin turns to the guy next to him, and Tomlin's like grabbing, making the shirt grab.
Another Jim Colony practice report violation.
Only a matter of time.
I'm not sure if that is or not, but let me put it this way: James Pierre is definitely ahead of Justin Lane, at least in my.
How about our boy Shakur Brown, the little engine?
I didn't notice him at all.
Ugh.
I didn't know.
I just think that this secondary is a real cause for concern, specifically corner. They've been pretty cavalier, it seems, in how they've gone about constructing that group this offseason, Jim, and I am concerned about it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. The only reason I'm saying that I'm more optimistic than I was before is because I hadn't really seen a whole lot of James Pierre since last year's training camp, when he was, way down the depth chart, and he wasn't working when they went ones on ones. He wasn't anywhere near even twos on twos. I don't believe he got reps, but he worked his way up there by the end of the season. He was when you had situations where guys like Hilton and Sutton and Hayden couldn't play, then he was the guy that they went to, and so he's got a little bit of experience there, but he had the this is not a violation. We talked about this the other day on Wednesday when he picked off two passes. That's got to be a confidence booster to him. And they weren't like horrible throws by Roethlisberger. It was more to me. It was Pierre making a better play. Making a good play. So that's encouraging. However, all it takes is one guy to go down, and then the other factor is Antoine Brooks, who did have one game last year, I think it was against Cincinnati, where he played almost 50% of the snaps. That was a game that Hilton was not available. And he did play slot corner in that game. Tomlin talked about that this week. And so he's getting a look at slot corner as well, which means that if somehow he were to show well there, that they could keep Sutton on the outside and play him at slot corner. And the other thing is, if they go to that three safety thing that they do from time to time, then he would be a guy. You put the other three corners with Pierre, Sutton, and Hayden, and then Brooks could be a third safety in that three safety look.
Jim Colony reimagined and playing Moon today.
Yeah.
Good luck on number five. That one's a doozy.
I know, but the way things are, oh, man, they haven't teed off yet. I was hoping that maybe I could just put it down.
How are the guys ahead of you?
Apparently terrible and slow.
It's only two guys. We're fine. We're moving along very well. Course is in great shape.
How many natties so far?
None.
Sweet. I'll be out there tomorrow, Jim.
Nice. I'm going to go see now if there's a Jimbo ball where I left it a few weeks ago and see if it's still there.
Sounds good. Bye, Jim.
It might be. All right, see ya.
So we just pretty much used 10 to 15 minutes as a shameless way of getting a picture of Jim in drag back into the
lexicon.
Yeah.
Yeah, more.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Oh.
Not good. Not bad use of time on a Friday.
Oh, no. Friday shows, man.
I like that a listener just reminded me that Jim had shown up in drag to do a broadcast at Totens.
The things that stick with you.
Yeah. Almost 10 years ago. So he must have made quite an impression.
God, that feels like just an eternity.
And I got a text. I think that the Totens thing can happen. Apparently, the owner of Totens and Marty Griffin are thick as thieves, and Marty works right next door to us here. So I think that could be easily arranged for Craig to pay off his bet there.
I just really want to make sure that we got some waffle uniformity.
Well,
here.
We could have the guy on from Totens and ask about his waffles, and if you don't like the answers, we could take our business elsewhere.
Come on, that's obviously not going to work.
Why?
Because if I say, hey, listen, I don't know about these waffles, if this is a true test of Craig Riley's
Well, ask how he makes them. Is it a waffle iron? I mean, there's a lot.
If we get a waffle that's thicker but half the diameter, I don't think that's as challenging.
Maybe
for
he
Craig.
Can text us or tweet us a picture of it.
Yeah, I need to see a Totens waffle. And as long as it's close, I think we go with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.